close. Christmas is almost here, I know. You've been looking forward to it all year. Wait a minute. Did that just rhyme? On a dime? I was a poet and didn't really even know it? All right, that's enough. I know. I'm painting the hallway, and I'm painting. I know. I just took that from the movie Elf. Watched it the other night. We watched it. I'm painting, and I'm smiling while I'm painting. I don't know about smiling. I think I'm lying on that one, because I sure ain't smiling. Ooh, at a realization, we were redoing the entire house. Not that it wasn't, you know, the first time around 3 years ago, we had to do the entire house full of repairs. I think Chester's agreeing. But now we're going to do it all over again, because let's just face it, this is going to be a not normal winter, very mild. The ground still is not frozen yet, and the rain makes the ground settle, and then guess what happens next? That's right. If you already have angry ground like we do, your house starts to shift because the ground that your house is built on is shifting. So we are experiencing that, everyone in our entire wooded hillsides experiencing it. Wonder why houses are going up left and right and people are wanting to get the hay out of here, which is smart. So it's been a nonstop. It really has. Between packing things up to get it to soon to be our primary property out west, to nonstop, I feel like I should be a professional painter by trade, not by my decision, our decision. Eric found himself yesterday. I could tell, you know, I could just kind of, I just kind of sometimes feel people's energy. it's easy to tell with this house, you know, you kind of feel the shift, you know, in each other's energy. He's getting overwhelmed. I did a lot of patching and repairing, and then you go back and, you know, just take a peek, see, make sure everything's holding up, because it's been so far a mild winter, and lo and behold, I'll be son of a gun. The work you did is literally undoing itself. It sounds strange, but people, you know, I'm talking about, that live on ground that is just settling, and
it's just from climate change too, you know, it's just not good. Maybe you didn't have good soil to start with. You didn't know when you purchased the house like we did. You gotta get that engineer to figure it out. But you know what I'm talking about. You know, all of a sudden those repairs you did at the beginning of the year, they're literally undoing themselves, and you're literally like us, finding yourselves having to do it all over again. And that's where I'm at right now. Literally have to repaint the entire hallway, all over again. Eric's almost done though. He's literally had to redo all the ceilings. Working with hand and glove, kind of like my adult finger painting with concrete outside. He's having to do it inside. So it's been a challenge. I have to take, you know, days off in between. Yeah, body just sometimes screams, that's a hell of enough, for crying out loud already. So yesterday, in between doing a lot of stuff,
you know, the thing is, you know, I look at this as a silver lining, because, you know, there's far more important issues to worry about, you know, with health matters and that. So being distracted actually is a positive thing, not a bad thing. Having to redo the entire house is frustrating. Yes, it's financially draining, it's expensive, it's time consuming. It's not what, you know, I would choose to do on good days, but it is what it is sometimes, you know. And good Lord has things planned, and he puts things and situations and barriers and perimeters and, you know, hurdles up for reasons. And sometimes you won't know that until, you know, you move on in the afterlife, in your next life, journey, whatever. So yesterday and over this past week, finally, at the time to do online shopping. And I realized, thank God I did, because down to the wire with online shopping, folks, if you want your stuff delivered to your house, better do it this weekend. No later than Monday, Tuesday next week, because you know what? The chances of you getting it before Christmas are going to be slim to almost none. Did not realize that. So I'm fortunate, you know, and we don't have to buy a whole lot. So we have some friends we exchange with in our little Lazy River town. Other than that, we don't have a whole lot to buy this year, but I did not realize, you know, time is of the essence if you're doing online ordering. So FYI, you know what I thought to myself, because we talked about this on the round table and I can't believe I got paint. I'm gonna have to dedicate some clothes to painting. Not ruining the sweatshirt. It's a holiday sweatshirt. I love my holiday quirky sweaters and sweatshirts. What do they call them? Ugly sweaters? I actually call them festive. I like them. Build some, show some character about yourself. So we were talking about this on the round table last week. We're going to be discussing it again this coming week when we're back, holiday break. The art and secrets of regifting. Oh boy. Yes. Has everyone experienced having something wrapped, rewrapped, or maybe it was never wrapped and somebody wrapped it for the gift giver for you because, well, let's just face it, they didn't like the gift and they just covered the tape again or resealed it because the tape wasn't bad anyway and they gifted it to you. Regift. I think everybody has experienced what it's like to receive a gift from a gift giver that was given to them in the first place, and they are just getting rid of it and they're handing it off to you. Nothing screams, I don't care about you and what you get, more than getting a gift that's been regifted because the recipient, original recipient, didn't like the gift, and now guess what? You're getting their bad greetings, tidings of joy. In my lifetime, honestly, you know, Bible, I know of only two times that I have received gifts that I know darn well were regifted. Oh, there's some people, it drives people nuts. I don't know. I know some people, you know, I know. Why not share the regifting stories? Because, you know, we talked about this in the round table. I'll tell you, some of you from the round table, you've had some extreme regifting stories. And I'm sure, you know, I don't know. You just gotta, you know, some people are into, you know, counting how many toys and things they had throughout their lifetime, whatever they can accumulate. I'm just not like that. Less is more. So, gonna hurt my feelings, but you may find yourself taking that regift a gift and you have to literally give it again, you know, donating it to a place down the street, or you know, there's a lot of organizations that accept donations, consignment shops, places like that. They are also known to take proceeds and donate to other organizations within their community or outside their community. Maybe you got a gift and you know for a fact it was a gift that the person, the gift giver is giving you, had already been the lucky recipient and they didn't like it. So guess what? Now, just look at it this way. They don't like you, so they're giving you a gift they don't like because they don't like you. So you know what I've noticed with regifting is there's no thought behind it, first of all. It's a gift that was given, that they're regifting, giving it to you. Nothing screams, like I said, I don't care for you more in this world than giving somebody a gift that you received. Worse is when you know darn well that person, I got, now this is no joke. How did my regifting happen? I had 1 year, this is no lie. And I remember it because it's so funny. It's such, you know, it's so funny because of the gift, subject matter of the gift was identical. One would think that I literally had a house full of Mickey Mouse attire, collectibles, everything Mickey Mouse, and every day I wear a set of Mickey Mouse ears because I literally 1 year got regifted the same type of, what was it? Top was the subject? Mickey Mouse. Was that the year where Mickey Mouse was the hot item that everybody was buying for adults when reality you needed to save it for your kids or teenagers? I don't know. I'm not going to say there are adults out there who collect Mickey Mouse collectibles. Everything Mickey Mouse. Well, they had their whole house revolved around Mickey Mouse. I literally 1 year got regifted. Two separate parties. It regifted me Walt Disney World theme gifts that they received. Obviously, they didn't like it. One person, literally, this is not a joke, you know, and I'm not going to call out because there's no point, you know, it's not the point in principle, it's just the point, this is kind of funny, because I laughed about then, and I can really laugh about it now. I literally got a gift bag, okay, I knew darn well this person never, ever used gift bags. I mean, I literally knew this person for 7 years, okay. Well, I know they don't use gift bags. So right there, you know, if somebody doesn't use gift bags and you know they don't and they give you a gift in a gift bag and you know it's just not their style, you know darn well your gut's saying, oh, this is a re-gift. You're kidding. Because you are. The funny thing was, he's giving it to me and I could tell they're a little uneasy and I'm just sitting there thinking, oh, this is going to be funny, you know. I mean, was my gift that much thought? You know, it was at the end, honestly, of a, we'll just say friendship. So, you know, didn't really see the person much anymore. I saw him maybe once every 4 months. You know, you get older, people change. Sometimes friendships change and you don't have anything in common anymore. People kind of go their own way or they move and you just lose touch with people, you know, and when you get older, what you're looking for in friends changes, and there's nothing wrong with that. It happens, you know. If you're the type of person who beats yourself up about it, don't, because it's just normal and it's life, you know. What you need in your friendships will change as you get older, you know. So I knew this person darn well. I knew my hand did not freaking use gift bags, for crying out loud, whether alone. They don't even like wrapping stuff. So I already had a hunch, and they give it to me right before I get my car. Oh, by the way, I got you this. And I was thinking, okay, that's opportunity. Here you go. Hey, at least my gift was food-oriented, you know? I felt kind of bad that I was gifting food, but, you know, you got those Pepperidge Farm places and that, and you got Sam's Club and places like that, whereas, you know, and now that I'm older, you know, and if I was able to, like, eat normally, heck yeah, just go ahead and give me a food gift basket because I'm all for it, you know? You know you're going to use it. Why not? Hey, and also gives you an opportunity. Maybe you didn't like this kind of mixed nuts and somebody bought you that gift for Christmas and you tried it out. And you're like, hey, you know what? I didn't realize I liked pistachios after all because I never tried them, but somebody got it for me and what the heck, you know? Add it to your diet. So I gave them a food gift. What did I get? I'm telling you, Bible, this is a goddess. These are... I wouldn't make this stuff up. I'm a genuine straight shooter. This person's listening to the audio. That's right. You knew. I knew. The entire time you were regifting, as you had a very nervous smile on your face and asking me, do you like it? I wasn't sure if you like Walt Disney World and Donald Duck. Yes. I'm sure somewhere in my younger age, I liked Donald Duck, but you know, I ain't never been to Disney World, and You also know I don't have anything Disney related on my Christmas tree. But the main thing is that you need to be concerned about is that you left the gift tag to you from your cousin in the gift bag when you decided to re-gift it to me.
Yes, folks, that literally happened. They literally left the gift tag. Who had the last laugh? Of course I did.
I would say, I would be lying to say that, we still weren't maintaining some kind of friendship after that. I just never brought it up. It didn't really bother me, but it just showed me,
I don't know. I'm not much for gifts. I can't say it showed me what they thought of me as a person, but for crying out loud, If you want to buy somebody a gift, buy it. If you don't want to spend the money on them or time, then don't get them something. That's how I am. Don't re-gift something that you know darn well is. I don't know. And I question if it was a gift for their child. I don't know. And they decided to give it to me. But the thing was, is the gift tag was to them from a cousin. So it was interesting. Now that question, and you're probably questioning too, maybe they were re-gifting that gift to that person, and then the person re-gifted it to me. This could be a recycled second, third time gift re-gift. And the original gift giver of the gift giveth the gift to the second gift recipient, and now they are re-gifting it to the third person who's going to get the gift. Say that 10 times real fast to think about it. Guess who the person was? Me. Yes, I said thank you. Thank you very much. But my name is not blah blah. My name is Kim or Kimberly. And that was all she wrote. I never maintained the friendship enough to get another re-gift the next holiday season. People change. You mature and evolve and grow, and your likes and dislikes change, and you get to the point sometimes, and a lot of your friendships change over the course of your lifetime, Be lucky when you pass away. All you need is one solid friend in your life, best friend in your life. If you're married, that should be your spouse. If you're not married, it could be your girlfriend, your fiance, whatnot. All you need is one person to be in your corner. It's about the quality, not the quantity of people that surround you. Because sometimes less is truly more. So, I don't know. It could have been, and now I'm coming to this realization on Sunday, that could have been a gift that the original person, which was their cousin, had received, and then they re-gifted it to them, and then this person turned around and gifted it to me. I don't know. That's the thing about regifting. You just never know. But trust me, if someone does not use gift bags, okay, and they never owned tissue paper in 7 years you've been friends with them, okay, they didn't do that. Or they had somebody. Sometimes people, they'll have loved ones do their shopping for them. Trust me, I knew the person's mom, and trust me by saying she didn't even have anything Walt Disney in her house, and she never mentioned Walt Disney or had any desire to visit Disney World. And I've been to Disney World, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of people that I've realized would love to have a Donald Duck Walt Disney World ornament. And of course I realized it was the cousin, because they had just got back from Walt Disney World with their kids 2 weeks prior from Christmas. Do the math. So I had donated that ornament with other things that usually the first of the year, when everyone should clean your entire life up, and that includes your contents, and go through your belongings, things you aren't wearing, donate, recycle things, it's cleaning your life up every first of the year. I would do that twice a year. But that wasn't the first time I was gifted something during the holidays that I believe was, I knew that was a re-gift. Now, I'm questionable on the second time, because it was the same year. I literally, and I know it had to be regifted because the size was like, when I put on the pajamas, they literally were like high waters, high water PJs. It literally was, what's the chance? What is the chance in the world of someone getting me Mickey Mouse look like, and I don't, I mean, the only adult pajamas that I could see Mickey Mouse theme would be in the Disney store. And if you try them on and you're already short as it is, and I am, and those things are like you're going clam digging and they're already too high, then you could pretty much assume those were meant for kids. I literally got gifted, re-gifted, I firmly am 99.9% believe, Mickey Mouse pajamas. If you were the person and you literally got me that and you re-gifted me Mickey Mouse pajamas, well, let's just say if I lived in Florida and I did clam digging in the morning, I would have thanked you because they were soft material. They were cute. Cute if I was 10 years old. But they could be cute too if I was into Mickey Mouse. And I'm just saying there are a lot of adults who collect Mickey Mouse, Walt Disney things. So, you know, you can't say all that's bad. But if you know, I don't own anything Mickey Mouse and I've been to Walt Disney World, but I really, you know, didn't care for it. Why would you get somebody and give them Mickey Mouse pajamas? Well, maybe because you don't like the person. Or you got the gift and you're a regifter. No, it's a thought that counts, folks. Even with Walt Disney World, Donald Duck ornaments, and Mickey Mouse pants. Could be worse. I mean, at least you were thought about, right? Maybe not in a very good sense of being thought about. But this holiday season, if you find yourself on the end of a regift, well, good or bad, I mean, at least you're being thought of. And regifting isn't so bad. Because one man's dislike, that's right, is another person's treasure. So make sure, take all your re-gifts, and remember the first of the year. Clean up your life, clean up your house. Donate. Most importantly, today, this Sunday, when you're out shopping and you're out and about, here's a good gift that keeps giving, and it's not a re-gift. Don't forget, a dollar goes a long way at the drive-thru. When you're out and about and that person behind you, you may not know what their journey or what they're going through right now. It's trials and tribulations and struggles. Don't forget, a dollar goes a long way. You know what's next, right? Don't forget to pay it happily forward.